I'm going to read verses 1 to 7. Thank you, Doc. Just a short word of prayer, and I'm going to try to get through my message as quickly as possible so we can get to our luncheon. Word of God reads, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power or respect the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, he must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing." The last verse, and pay close attention. "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom it's honor." Father, may we understand these are not just the words of the Apostle Paul, but they were inspired by you from heaven. Help us to take them to heart. Help me in this time now to preach your word, to be an encouragement to our people, to challenge them, and Lord also, to be a blessing to our law enforcement officers. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I do appreciate our law enforcement community, and especially the sacrifices they make, especially in these difficult times. I think the last year or two is probably the worst I've seen since I was a little boy, and there was all the riots in the late 60s, and saw what visceral there was against law enforcement then, and I think it's at the same height, or if not, maybe just as bad. But you know, as a young boy, I looked up to my late cousin Joey Bassino. He was a Pennsylvania state trooper. On occasion, Joey would share a story or two about his experiences on the force. We used to gather around and listen sometimes to his stories. His friends on the force nicknamed him Bacino, which is actually a play on our name, Bacino with a B, Pacino with a P. And of course, it was Al Pacino who immortalized the New York police officer Serpico in the film after his name. My brother told me yesterday that he got that nickname because Joey really took serious the law enforcement code of ethics. And he was like that. Honest, as the code says, in thought and deed, in both personal and official life. He was exemplary in being obedient to the law of the land and the regulations of his department. I remember him at times coming to family dinners on Sundays. As Italians, we'd all get together at Grandpa's on a Sunday. We'd have a nice lasagna or spaghetti dinner, and Pop would make all this food, and all the cousins would come, and aunts and uncles. And Joey would come in his uniform. We little kids would all look up to him. We were really proud of him. The only bad memory I have of my cousin Joey is when my brother Vito, some of you met my brother, and I, we got a little rowdy in the house, and Grandpa sometimes would scold us. Cousin Joey would say to my dad, "Hey, Uncle Jimmy, want me to cuff him?" I wore cuffs for a while. But I'll be honest, I was proud of my cousin and his integrity. And so you can understand why I can get frustrated by the constant negative press hurled at the men and women who patrol the thin blue line. Most of us don't have any idea the burdens they carry and the things that they have to go through. Only the families that live with these brave men and women. I know that my uncle was always worried about my cousin, and so was his mom. You know, most police officers work hard, I mean really hard, to keep you and yours safe. Their stories, their peculiar situations are not always told accurately on TV and Hollywood. I do like some of the cop shows, though. One of the ones that I like is Blue Bloods. Not sure that's 100% accurate, but I do like watching that on Friday night. And I like reading the blogs, you know, where police officers, real police officers, tell their stories, because it can give you a heart for what they go through. And I found one that was a little humorous, but also relates to us, how sometimes their job can be a job that they get very little thanks. I'll read it as he foretold it. He said on a Sunday, and I quote, "The afternoon, I was dispatched to a residential area for a report of disturbance in which someone was beating the windows out of a car. As I arrived, I saw what looked like Ronald McDonald slinging a Louisville Slugger on a vehicle in someone's driveway. I mean, red hair, blue nose, makeup, and size 42 shoes. Well, when Ronald saw my unit, he dropped the bat, began to run." They always run, right? They always run. "I got out of my unit and looked around like it was a joke, thinking I'd been punked. I soon realized by the looks from the neighbors that this wasn't a joke, and I advised dispatch that the suspect was running south as I reluctantly started to jog after him. I repeatedly," this is still love, "ignored the dispatcher who wanted a description of the suspect. Well, as I turned the corner, I observed a Ford Fiesta parked in a driveway with red and yellow size 42-inch shoes hanging out of the window. Well, after several requests for him to come out, I finally had to drag him out by his shoes and hook him up." I guess that means they slapped the cuffs on, right? "And as I walked back to my unit with Ronald in cuffs, I saw several children on bicycles on the sidewalk. And as I walked past the kids, all of them gave me a thumb down and began to boo at me." Even when you're doing your job, you can't get a thank you. So as Christians, we are to be model citizens and give the men and women of law enforcement their due respect. And don't just say, that's pastors, you know, comment and advice. No, that's the word of God. That's what verse 7 ended with. "Render therefore to all their due. They deserve your respect." It is not only our civic duty, it is our Christian duty. Amen. We are called by God to be respectful and obedient to his ministers of the law. The Apostle Paul on many occasions instructed believers to submit to the ordained authorities, to honor the rulers, to obey the governor, to respond to those who were in authority. And Paul certainly understood that not all government is good. We understand that. Some have abrogated their authority from God. But the general rule is that we respect those in authority. Paul turns to civil relationships and Christian citizenship is important in chapter 13. He kind of stops everything he's saying. He begins to deal with this because many wanted to revolt against the Roman government. You could understand why. There was not a real love for Christianity. But nonetheless, the Apostle Paul, who was probably persecuted more than most, said, you know, we need to do our very best to respect law enforcement. Why? Because they restrain evil. And so, in chapter 13, and I'll be brief, because I'm not going to exposit this, but Paul opens this chapter with the command, let every soul, that means every one of us, be subject unto the higher powers. The higher powers refer to those who have civil authority over us. And again, being a Christian, a child of God, this should affect every area of our lives, our attitudes, our words, our actions, and how we respond as a citizen to those in law enforcement. And as I said earlier, if we're not going to do it, we can't expect an unsaved world to do it, can we? They're going to do that which is evil. God has called us to do that which is what? Good and right and holy. And there's no excuse for us because we have it in the Word of God, God's instruction book. You say, oh, but I never read that passage. Okay, God won't hold you responsible for what you don't know, but He will hold you responsible for what you do know, and now you do know it. Amen? This isn't the only passage. I don't have time to go to others. I like to do that to show you the Bible always is its best commentary. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 2, he speaks to this. He says it is the will of God that we submit to civil law and honor those in leadership. That with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, he says. Since God has established all power, whosoever therefore, Paul says, resists the power, resists is who? God. I didn't say that. It says it in chapter 13, verse 1. Verse 2. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. Why? Because God ordained human government. By the way, it's also the second dispensation. First one being the dispensation of innocence. That period in time where Adam and Eve knew no sin. But immediately when sin came, guess what we needed? Law enforcement, amen? Because we're all sinners, right? It's important to know that. And it is sad to realize the depravity of man. But we see it almost every day in the society which we live in and abroad. The depravity of man. How evil men can be. We just saw another horrific example of it in London. A man with his car and a knife killed 4 people and injured 40. Men can sink to the very depths of the worst evil imaginable. And folks, you know that's Bible. God said that in the book of Genesis. And so He instituted human government that there might be individuals who are the ministers of God to restrain evil. Who was it that restrained this man and stopped him from doing more harm? It was law enforcement, wasn't it? They put their life on the line and one police officer lost his life. And that is sad. Extremely sad. But it also relates to us the responsibility and the kind of sacrifice these individuals make. You know, the Lord Jesus said in John 15, 13, greater love has no man than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends. And boy, that goes the second mile with police officers, don't it? Because when you think about it, they don't really know us as friends, do they? We're citizens. And yet so often, they put their life on the line to protect us. I think sometimes we, as Christians, forget to be forgiving. There are always going to be rogue people in the world. Amen? Let's just start with the ministry. There are pastors who are in the ministry and preachers for filthy lucre. They just find it a way to make a whole lot of money, and there's a lot of that going around. And so what tends to happen is we kind of put all the preachers in the same pool, as it were, you know? And we start looking with disdain upon ministry and ministers because there are a few evil ones or a few rogue ones or bad ones. That's in every profession. Amen? Do you agree with that? So let's not get disheartened because of that. Let's be realistic. There are more good officers than there are bad. But the liberal media would like you to think they're all bad. They're not. Again, they lay their life down for people that aren't even their friends. They're citizens. And so we need to give them our respect. We give them our respect because they are the ministers of God. The Bible says, verse 4, for he, and I know that word he is a masculine pronoun, but when you look it up in the original Greek, it conveys the idea of humanity. For those who are the ministers of God, they are the ministers of God. These law enforcement officers, these ones who restrain evil, that's what Paul said in verse 3, they are ministers of God for you, for thee, for what? What's it say there? For good. And so we're forewarned in the Bible, but if thou do that which is evil, be what? Be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. Sometimes we have a wrong attitude toward law enforcement because we have done something wrong, like maybe going 50 in a 30, and we get pulled over. It's happened to me, and you know what? Just have to admit it. You did wrong. You're a sinner. Amen? For all sin to come short of the glory of God. For all sinners. Why do we hold that against the officer? He's just doing his job. Hey, I don't like it either, but that's the law. And we should be exemplary. When I got pulled over by that young lady, she let me know. She was a police officer. I blamed my wife that I was I was doing 50, I think, in a 40. And Linda, she usually keeps me right on track. She lets me know, you're going too fast. She's an excellent driver. And she fell asleep. So when I got pulled over, I blamed it on her. She fell asleep, ma'am. Boy, did she give it to me. It's not your wife's responsibility. And you know what? I was immediately humbled. And I apologized. And you know what? I'm wrong. And she just left me off with a warning. And I think sometimes if we'll just admit to them you're wrong, that you respect their authority, it might be a little easier on you. I don't know that for sure, but it was me. Okay. I want to hurry up here because we do want to get you to a luncheon. But I want you to remember that it is God who declared them as ministers. As you look at the latter part of verse 4, he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him or those that do it evil. I know I wouldn't want that job. They run toward the altercation. I'm running the other way. And you see that. And every time that these terrorists attack or some person gets a gun and runs into a building and starts shooting people, the officers, man, they go in there with their gear and they just go after these guys. It's like, wow. You ought to have a lot of respect for them. Government is sanctioned, according to the Word of God, to restrain evil. Respect them. Last, Christians, those of us who are children of God, we are to pay tribute to them. It says in verse 6, for this cause, because of what they do, Paul says, don't neglect paying tribute. And the word tribute there literally means taxes. So apparently some of the Christians decided they didn't like the Roman government and they weren't going to pay their taxes. And what did Jesus say? Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And we need to abide by that. But he didn't stop there. He also says, for they, again, are God's what? Ministers. Three times in this passage. Now, I'm a minister of the gospel, but they are ministers of the law, ordained by God. You say, well, they're not all born-again Christians. Well, we know that. Maybe you ought to pray that they come to know Christ as their Savior. Amen. We love them enough, we ought to. Now, say our decision, obviously. We certainly should love them enough to present Christ to them. Amen. For all sin, the Bible says, comes short of the glory of God. And I am so thankful that the Son of God came to bear your sin and mine, all of our sin, because we are sinners. But let's be honest before God, be transparent, that left to ourselves, we could sink to some real evil. And that is why we need the Holy Spirit to indwell us. The wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. We're going to get that through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'd ask you today, are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? If you do, you know the Bible guarantees absent from the body is present with the Lord. So, oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I've done. No, I don't. I don't want to know. God knows everything. He said, well, I have to atone for my sin. I got to find a way to make it right. Well, think about what you just told God. God, I don't need your Son's blood to cleanse me from my sins. I'll just do some good deed and you'll accept that and forgive me. It doesn't work that way. You could never give anything in exchange for the blood of deity, God's only begotten Son. Just accept it by faith. That's how much He loves you. For God so loved the world, He gave what? His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you admit you're a sinner, admit that God sent His Son. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Christ Himself counted it a joy to go to the cross. And I've studied crucifixion. And that verse blows me away. But I understand a little bit better now. He counted it a joy to free us from a prison, an eternal prison. An eternal prison away from God. Jesus counted it a joy to go there to take the punishment you and I deserve. That we could be eternally saved and forever be when we die in the presence of God. I'll tell you what keeps me going. And I think it would be the greatest gift for every officer because you put your life on the line every day. And you can be more confident if you know Christ and you're sealed with this Holy Spirit. Because if, God forbid, something were to happen, and none of us know if our life ends today, the Bible does promise those who have placed their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will have an eternity with Him. For by grace are you saved through what? Faith. It is not of yourself. That's what the world is teaching. It is a gift of who? God. Now, I know what a gift is. Because my wife goes and buys me nice gifts for my birthday and Christmas. And I unwrap them. And then she says, you owe me $29.95. No. It's a gift. I don't have to pay for it. Well, why do we think any less of God? He gave you the gift of His Son. He says, don't try to pay for it. You can't pay for it. That's almost blasphemy to say, well, I'll do some good things. You say, yeah, but I'm still a sinner. I still do things wrong. Well, you're going to do that till you die. But maybe you won't do it so much if you're saved, because what happens when you get saved? The Holy Spirit comes in and kind of helps clean up the mess. Here's what the world teaches. You got to get better to get saved. That's religion. That's not having a relationship with God. The Bible teaches the opposite. You can't get better to get saved. You got to get saved to get what? Better. You can't get better till you do get saved. So get saved. It's a gift. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, thank You. Especially today for the law enforcement officers, the men and the women who are with us. We pray for them. And I pray that this church will be mindful, not just this special Sunday, but every day, to pray a special hedge about them. Again, that God will give them wisdom in the time of crisis. But watch over them, Father. And may we foster a greater respect for law enforcement. And support more adamantly, Lord, the police departments. Bless our luncheon, we pray. And Lord, if there's somebody here who doesn't know Christ as their Savior, we extend an invitation for them to come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. We ask in His name, for His sake, amen. Let's take our songbook and we're just going